every time you add targeting, it adds to the price. And we're trying to reach that large group of people, irregardless of their demographic, their ideal customer nature, target customer, however you want to define that. We're trying to find everybody because even if Brandon's not a potential tomorrow customer for me, he knows Nate the camera guy, and Nate might be.
Welcome to the Maven Marketing Podcast. Today is Maven Monday. I'm your host, Brandon Welch, and I'm joined by my co-host and productivity podcast and yacht rock playlists, Caleb Agee.
What's up, everybody?
We make some fantastic yacht rock playlists around here.
We do.
And we make some fantastic results happen with advertising. And today we're going to unveil part of our secret sauce. Frankly, the biggest secret behind productivity and profitability in our campaigns, and something that is probably the most mentioned part of our book that we published a few years ago.
Comes in all the time.
It's called The Three Types of Customers.
Every single marketing plan needs them.
Every marketing plan needs them. Most marketing plans overlook them.
Yeah. So today we're going to teach you how to write the ads that speak to each of these three types of customers and how to choose the right medias to reach those customers.
The problem with most advertising is that we tend to think all advertising kind of does the same result. We just put a dollar in and then it spits a customer out. Mm-hmm. And while we all want that, and that has to be true, it doesn't exactly happen in that order. The biggest thing that happens in failed advertising campaigns is we're misaligning our message with the media. So we get a customer that either doesn't exist or doesn't quite get connected and give us the result that we want.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to come right out and say it. There are three types of customers, which really refer to the three modes that your customers could be in, and that's today mode, tomorrow mode, or yesterday mode. Mm-hmm. Those are the three types of customers: today customers, tomorrow customers, and yesterday customers.
Yes.
And that's important because if you don't address all three, you are at best leaving money on the table, but probably leading towards an unprofitable result. We have companies that are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars come to our front doors. And what we realize quickly is that the reason it's not producing the result that you want it to, even at high levels, is because you've put the wrong message towards the wrong audience.
Yeah.
And we want to align that and make a plan that you can methodically talk to all three customers in the way they need to be talked to.
Yeah.
To get the result that you want.
Yeah. So today customers are actively looking for your product or service. Tomorrow customers are not actively looking for your product
for any reason
today, but they will eventually, right? Yep. And then yesterday customers have bought from you already, but you want them to return or bring their friends and family to as a referral, right, to you.
Yes, and that's the three types of modes. I'll just use the refrigerator as an example. My refrigerator's not broke. I'm not looking for one. You can't sell me one, no matter really what kind of offer you make me.
That's right.
But tomorrow, sometime tomorrow, proverbially like
in the future,
weeks, months, years in the future, I'm going to wake up and my milk's going to be warm and I'm going to suddenly be in the market for a refrigerator.
Exactly.
Who do I call? Have you won me over at that moment? Because if you have, I pretty well go straight to you. That's mm-hmm. the tomorrow customer. And there's a way to win me over long before that. And then the yesterday customer is, you sold me a refrigerator and I had a wonderful experience. And now I'm going to need a washer and dryer and I want to come back to you and I want to refer my mom and my, you know, cousins and my mm-hmm. grandma and my friends, Nate the camera guy, back to your store.
Yeah.
So how you do that is different for each of those types of customers, and we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, I think it's really important to acknowledge that. If you think about it for yourself, right, you switch these modes all the time, depending on which thing you're buying. You can think about the fact that you are in one of these buying modes for any service, product that you might be interested in.
And you're in today mode for very few right now.
Yeah.
I think we statistically, unless it's a, you know, cheeseburger for lunch, or what are you doing for dinner tonight? Or maybe a movie you're going to this weekend. We talk about hospitality and entertainment, oxygen.
Yes.
Medical things. We are in the market for these things every day, but most products like automobiles, like home improvement, like attorneys, like mm-hmm. doctors, like tax preparing services. We choose these very, very few times in life. And those are the products. The more you're in that type of a product or service, the more the tomorrow customer probably means to you. Mm-hmm. But we still want to make people know, like, and trust you in that tomorrow form. We want to make them find you very easily and find mode. That it's very easy to do business with you.
Yep.
Those two things, when married, equal a exponentially better result out of advertising.
That's right.
And then in the long term, we want to take those customers that we have earned and we want to keep bringing them back by continually loving on them.
Yeah. So can you tell me about today customers? What do they care about and where can we reach them?
Yeah. This is straight out of the Maven method. First part of the strategy is the today strategy, and you have to first know that you're going to position your product in a way that a today customer will buy you. If mm-hmm. I've never heard of you, if I don't otherwise have a connection with you, what am I going to compare you on? Price? Are you going to save me money? Mm-hmm. Convenience? How quickly can I make this happen? Or speed? So price, speed, or hassle is what we talk about. So
yeah.
Can you get it to me as quickly as another provider?
Yes.
I'm thinking Amazon is the master at this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can click now and have it tomorrow. Why would I drive to the store or why would I wait and special order it in your store, right?
Yeah.
So you have to be prepared business strategic wise, and you have to have a product and a margin and a customer service model that can compete on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you kind of lose out on the today customer altogether. So it That's doesn't right. even start with the messaging and media. It starts with the strategy. And most people that we work with and tend to want to make more money per customer, and they tend to want to have fewer but better customers. So this can be a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to compete, you have to be able to compete on for price, speed, and hassle.
Yes.
And you're going to use a media that is very targeted to people who are looking exactly this moment to buy today. They're searching online, or we're using a number of digital media tactics to intercept people that demonstrate buying habits like yeah. Facebook.
A little bit more intrusive. We're able to insert ourselves into.
Yes.
Their buying patterns.
Practically, this is usually in our plans. This is Google search engine marketing
mm-hmm.
and Facebook, Meta, Instagram targeted advertising where we have a lot of data on that person.
Mm-hmm.
Other things that are in the mix are targeted email lists, sometimes mailing lists, sometimes trade shows where you have a large amount of people buying now. Like that's the thing that has to be true with the media.
Yeah. So that's today customers. Tell me about tomorrow customers.
Tomorrow customers. Here's the interesting thing about a tomorrow customer. If they don't need your refrigerator or your car, or we'll use the example because we work with a lot of them, window and siding companies,
mm-hmm.
there is exactly zero reason they would search that today mm-hmm. if they're not needing it. So how do I sell to that customer? They're not looking. They're not probably paying attention to my ad if I say, hey, do you need windows? We have to reach them in a much broader format. We have to talk to them about broader needs.
Mm-hmm.
We call this relationships, quality, and commitment.
Yeah.
We have to offer them a relationship that is entertaining or value-driven somehow.
Yeah.
We have to offer them a sense of quality about something we stand for that even though they're not buying it today, we can present it in such a way that they remember it for tomorrow. They remember we stand for a certain way of selling or towards a certain big bad wolf. Our window dealers yes. are like against high bills, against drafty living rooms, and against pushy salesmen.
Yes.
And even if I'm not buying those things today, my friend Dee, who puts that in her window ads in Kentucky, I start going, man, Dee's a breath of fresh air. I like her.
Yeah.
I don't even know when I'm going to buy windows, but my subconscious starts to build this trust factor with her, right?
Because yeah.
she just stood against three things I hate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm with her. And then in media, we try to buy as many people. We don't really care if they're young, old, male, female. We just try to buy as many people as we possibly can on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And so what's in the water is these commitment things I have. I show up to you daily. These relationship qualities I have. I stand for the same things you stand for. And these values like entertainment things that you just start to bond with me over time with. And so we put them typically on broad media.
Yeah.
That could be TV or radio. In most markets in America and for most products, that is still the way to reach the most amount of people at any given time. It could also be billboards, certain print-based things, and occasionally we'll use YouTube and some really broad digital video things for that.
Yeah. And the reason we don't maybe do as much targeting, let's say on those broad medias,
yes.
is because of the cost that's involved.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Every time you add targeting, it adds to the price. And we're trying to reach that large group of people irregardless of their demographic, their ideal customer nature, yes. target customer, however you want to define that. We're trying yes. to find everybody because
absolutely,
even if Brandon's not a potential tomorrow customer for me, he knows Nate the camera guy and Nate might be.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And most people have 150 to 200 people within their circle of influence mm-hmm. that sometime at some party or some work lunch or some conversation on Facebook is happening, and they're going to say, gosh, somebody's going to say, I need a window company. And Carter's going to go, you should call these guys. Or yep. Nate's going to say, well, you should call these guys. So we're winning those people over with them. I'm going to use the example of window replacement because it's one of the most, everybody understands it, I think, but also mm-hmm. It's a really good example of what happens in a long-term buying cycle. So today versus tomorrow customers. If we have 100,000 people in our audience or in our potential market, just use that number because it's easy.
Yep.
The average window buyer, which is, by the way, is similar to HVAC and roofing and other really long-term buying cycles. The average person buys windows once every 33 years, right?
Wow.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. I might be in and out of business before then, right? But that means that 3% of homeowners per year buy that product of the whole market, right?
In 12 months, right?
And so, yeah. And so that if I divide that 3% out of 12 months, that means less than 0.25% of people are in the market right now. Okay. So my audience just got really, really small of even people who are potentially buying. And if I divide that down to weekly, that's 0.08% of the market, right?
Yeah.
So out of 100,000 people, that actually statistically means 83 people right now even give a flip about windows.
Yes. Okay.
And so if you think about advertising that happens in a week and we go, which by the way, some of you all listening, you'll probably go, I'm going to try it for a month or so. Well, you've only got 4 weeks. So you got maybe 200 or 300 people that could even buy in your entire market or.
That's right.
What happens is you just went out and said, if you're thinking about buying windows, buy them for me. And
yeah,
even if the stars aligned and all 80 of those people were sitting in front of your ad, out of the 100,000 people, it's just 80 of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just rendered your ad useless. If that's all you talk about, if you just use today language with a tomorrow media, with like broad people who weren't asking to see a window ad, you essentially render your ad useless to 99,920 people.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
And the other 80 heard you, and maybe they take action. And maybe, in a lot of cases, the 80 is enough to pay the ad bill. But wouldn't it be better if we had something that all 99,920 extra people would sink their teeth into?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be better?
That would be so much better.
It'd be so much better. This is the art of earning a tomorrow customer. And it's something we do a lot of here at Frank and Maven. For clarity, we spend millions of dollars on search engine, Facebook, and all of the today medias.
Yeah.
We spend millions of dollars on broadcast and all of the other tomorrow medias and yesterday medias as well. We'll talk about those in a minute. So I want to win over those 99,000 people because guess what? Next week, there's going to be another 80 in the market. Mm-hmm. And the next week, there's going to be another 80 in the market. And over a year's time, that actually turns into a sizable amount of people.
Stacking them up.
And 3 years' time, what if I'm winning those people over before it gets to that, you know, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year mark? The longer I do it, the longer I win them over, the more they're probably likely to choose me. And what we see in our client campaigns that are heavily committed to the tomorrow customer is that over time, less people start searching for show me a window company in Kentucky or show me a window company in Tulsa or show me a window company in North Carolina. And they start searching for our clients' names.
Mm-hmm.
They start searching for D. Milby. They start searching for Keith Sims. They start searching for Tyler and Ashley Smith and Greg and all the people that we work with. So, that is a beautiful thing because you've won them long before 50 other competitors are standing there at the finish line saying, come try us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I don't need to try you. I already know and like and trust D and Randy and Greg, right?
Yes.
So that is the art of a tomorrow customer. And that is why frankly, if you're an advertiser watching this video, if you're on our website, if you're listening to our podcast, let me just tell you, in America right now, That is the thing that most advertisers don't have the courage, the smarts, or the strategy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the secret behind the millionaires that we've made through advertising is that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Everybody wants the today customer. By all means, be great at the today customer. But when you're great at the tomorrow customer, the today customer comes to you easy. And guess what? They're willing to pay you more money. Mm-hmm. They're willing to skip competitors. They're willing to shop you less. They're willing to trust you, take your word for it, which is the high quality relationship we always want. But it's just instead of trying to build it in a, you know, a 1 week or a couple sales interactions. We're building it over months and years. What's true about people who are married?
They're committed.
They're committed to each other.
Yeah,
they built a relationship over time, right?
Yeah.
They probably didn't flip open their app and say, who can I go on a date with right away and, you know, skip the steps. They probably met in some sort of quality environment. They probably had a commitment to each other to learn and get to know each other over a long period of time. And they probably waited for a while before they asked for the action, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the same is true for every human being, every friendship. We need to build relationships over time. That is the art of a tomorrow customer.
Yeah. I think that happens. You covered this slightly, but it happens in how we speak to them, which for the today customer, we're talking about the thing usually, right?
Yes.
It's just right there next to the product you're selling.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So if I'm talking to a today customer, I might talk about the window that's completely broken and that it has to be fixed today, right? However that works. But for the longer tomorrow customer, I'm talking about something that is relatable to, you know, homeowners at large.
Yes.
That's where we go to utility bills. We talk about being able to enjoy your home, the value of your home improving. And so people really connect with, it's a little bit of a higher level, but you are connecting with them. And if you're a good ad writer, you can take that higher level and then pivot it toward your product and lead the customer to understanding that you are the way to have better utility bills or something to that effect.
Most people, when it comes to home improvements, use that as an example. They have a list that's, you know, 5, 10, 15 things long. You know, they're going to paint the house sometime soon. They're going to get a new fridge sometime soon. They're going to have their HVAC worked on sometime soon. And windows is somewhere on that list in this example, right?
Yeah.
But if all along D is going, aren't you tired of being drafty in your living room? Ain't nobody got time for that. You know, what you need is to be warm and cozy. And this is the things we put in our ads, right? This is a tomorrow campaign.
Yeah.
Now, online and on their website and on Google and on Facebook and on our targeted advertising, we may have little hints of that messaging, but we're using very direct today messaging. We're saying,
price, speed,
get a price. Yeah. Most window companies, by contrast, say, well, I'll schedule an appointment and we'll come out and give you a high pressure sales pitch, essentially what they're saying, but they make it very fast. They speak to price very directly and they take away all the hassle because they go, you know what? You don't need a big presentation until you're ready. Click here and we'll give you a price right over the phone.
Yeah. We've got a guy who's saying 10 windows start at blank price.
Yeah.
That takes all the question out of it. I know exactly what I'm paying for that. And that is price, speed, and convenience. It's like, well, that's competitive price. I'm gonna see what that would take.
That's its own type of brilliance. So speak to the today customers. The today customer will hear 10 windows for, you know, $59.99, right?
Yep.
The tomorrow customer stopped before you said $59.99 because they don't even care. They don't need windows. You
windows,
can't sell me windows, right?
Don't care.
Unless it's a cheeseburger. When I'm hungry at lunch, you can't sell it to me right now. You got to wait and you got to build that up.
Yeah.
Tomorrow language, we talked about our friend Dee, she's talking, and Randy, and they're talking about, you know, all these values and these things you ought not to stand for. And by the way, the biggest thing we're doing there is we're doing it in an emotional way. We're entertaining them. We're making them laugh. They're making you laugh. We're making them do goofy, funny things.
We're singing songs.
We're singing songs. This is where jingles
come having in. Fun. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. You're connecting with everybody in the house, and it's hard to ignore. That's the fun thing about tomorrow marketing. If you do it right, it should be enjoyable, or it should be emotionally engaging. It should make you, you know, Toyota or Subaru have these commercials that make you cry in 30 seconds.
Yes.
You know, there needs to be some sort of emotional pull that you have from that tomorrow marketing, and you remember it.
Yes.
You're connected, and you're okay with it coming back on at the next commercial break because you're like, wow, that's a good ad.
Absolutely. So Les Bennett and Peter Field, known as the godfathers of advertising effectiveness, wouldn't you like to hear from them?
Mm-hmm.
For years and years and years, this is just stuff that a lot of fancy advertising guys assumed, and all the data people were like, prove it to me. And these guys were like, okay. So they did a 10-year study, 10 years, okay, to determine on how advertising really works. And they wrote a great book, which I've linked to in this podcast, and there's a lot of really well-written articles on their findings. They found essentially three things. The longer a customer is emotionally primed to you, the more likely they are to buy. So essentially, the longer you do it, the longer it works, and it has to be emotional. They found that they are more likely to be a profitable customer. This is billions of dollars of advertising studied over 10 years, right? The longer you do that, the more likely they are to be profitable. And the more emotional you go with your campaigns, the better they work. So the more you make them laugh, cry, or get angry, is what we say around here, yep, the better. And so imagine a roofing company that's in this kind of thing. One of the things we say, when the raindrops are falling and your ceiling is a sopping, just remember your solid guys at Solid Roofs, right?
Solid Roofs.
I don't sing the jingles around here, but I do very much endorse them, and sometimes they let me write them. And so that's just floating around in people's heads, and it's just a smiley little, laughy little, silly little campaign. We'll link to it in the notes here,
yeah,
as an example of one of our tomorrow campaigns. But you're trying to make people emotionally bonded long before the sale.
That's right.
Last thing. Yesterday customers.
This is the gold mine that from, what was it, a few weeks ago, you were talking to Nick about those customers that you have.
Yes.
He talked about in your pocket.
Yeah. This guy's created hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in sales in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Gordon, go back and look at that episode. He's like, there's only two reasons people stop buying from you. You either did a bad job or, you know, you stop asking them.
Yep.
Don't stop asking them.
Yes.
You have a yesterday customer. If you've been in business 6 months, you've got a gold mine. And all we're trying to do here with our email list or with our customer appreciation events, that's the media, by mm-hmm. the way. It's really simple media. Give them hot dogs. Tell them you love them. Send them funny things in email. And maybe, hopefully, we get them together, our past customers, for some other greater good. We get them to help us donate to a cause, or we get them to help share some goodwill in the community.
Yeah.
Just don't stop talking to them.
Yeah. I think this is a fear of a lot of business owners. I don't want to bug my past customers. I don't want to annoy them.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. If you're annoying, they'll unsubscribe and that's going to be okay. But if you are bringing them content, I hate the word content because that's the bucket that this comes in. But if you are writing to them letters that they are willing to read, that add to their life, they add value, tribal bond, and support, then they will be happy to get your email.
For us, that's Frankly Friday.
Yep.
There's not a single thing I've ever talked about business ever.
Yep.
We talk about life and happiness and communication and how to get more out of your relationships. We do that every week.
Yeah. And you're happy to get it. You're happy to hear it.
And if you aren't doing that, go down the bottom of our website and subscribe to Frankly Friday and Maven Monday.
Yep.
That's frankandmaven.com.
Yes.
Okay. Recap.
That's
yesterday customer. Just keep talking to them. Add value. Tell them how to get more out of the product that they just got. Tribal bond with them by doing something bigger. Bring them towards a community cause. Or simply support them when they ask.
Yeah. Education.
Or there's new updates about your product.
Yeah. Education is really powerful there. So today customers, price, speed, hassle.
Yes.
Right. We're looking at.
That's the strategy and the message.
And then the media.
Is targeted media, Facebook, Google.
Okay.
Tomorrow customers, be likable. Talk about your strategies based on commitment. We're always going to be here when you need us. Not, you don't have to do it now. We're going to be here forever. Quality. We stand for something. We, you know, no pushy salespeople. Higher quality experience. Something that is inherent to the way you specifically do your business. That's mm-hmm. quality. And then relationships, which is just being relationship worthy. Be funny. Be emotional. Be serious if your business or your cause calls for that. But they're going to build a relationship with you and see your personality before then. We're going to use media that reaches a bunch of people.
Yes.
As many people as we can afford daily. Okay.
Daily. And
it's usually TV and radio if you're in a regional business.
Yep.
Yesterday customers.
Talking about added value. Tribal bond and support. We want to make sure that we continue to add value to their lives, educate them, connect with them, make a community out of your past customers.
Absolutely.
Make them all feel like they are a part of a tribe. And then just continue to say, you know, saw this thought of you. How could we,
get more out of the thing you bought from us?
Yes. Just build them up in that way. And you'll do that. This is probably one of the cheaper medias to use. You can build up an internal email list.
Virtually free.
It starts free for sure, depending on your list size.
You can use MailChimp.com for free up to a couple thousand people. If you got more than a couple thousand people, you're going to pay 30, 50 bucks a month, something like that. At the highest levels, you might be paying $200 or $300 a month.
Yeah. What if you got one sale off that?
Yeah. Yeah. Half a sale pays for it. One sale a year pays for the whole year, right?
Yep.
For most people. So guys, that's the three types of customers. You need to have all of them in your marketing strategy. If you don't, if you're just going one angled, or if you're trying to use a today message in a tomorrow media, we can help you fix that and align that and build a message that works best for all of them. Subscribe to the Maven Marketing Podcast at frankandmaven.com. If you have a question about that, we would love to answer it. This is our favorite topic, mavenmonday@frankandmaven.com. That's your email. You're going to email your question to that. And we'll be back here every week answering your real-life marketing questions, because marketers who can't teach you why
are just a fancy lie.
Thanks for listening. Have a great week.